Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. O Lord, have mercy on us." In the name of Jesus, amen. They worshiped him, and yet some doubted, even at the resurrection from the dead. There's nothing new under the sun that is occasionally eclipsed before the eyes of those who look forward to the end as we finish the course of days. We're anxious and doubtful about the future. Our rebellion, our miserable state, our darkest sins are dragged out into full view from even darker recesses within blackened, hard hearts. Our transgressions are illuminated under the mournful gaze of those that we wound and maim and murder. Wars are fought. Ships hit massive bridges whose spans fall like toothpicks into the waters below. Earthquakes violently shake buildings and bodies. Personal fortunes are gained and lost. The moon waxes and wanes. The seasons come and go. The proud sultans, the mighty kings of vanity ascend, but then their earthly kingdoms and the splendor of their wealth collapse. The seas rise, the earth melts, all will yet eventually be burned to cinders and ash. Sin is doing its terrible thing, wreaking havoc. You willingly cooperate. It's ingrained in your distorted, ruined nature that reaches its last gasp in the breathless death of your body. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Even as it delivers a call to repentance, it creates anew. The antidote to the turmoil of your personal whirlwind of doubt and despair, the answer to these troubling times in which you and I live, is to insistently, belligerently, hold on to, keep steadfastly focused on that which the risen, victorious, vindicated Jesus has entrusted to his own body, the faithful, his church, all the saints of his perfection in righteousness, children of God by adoption, by his shed blood. You didn't cooperate with it, but the word has done its resurrection work on you. Jesus is effectively saying, observe, maintain at front of heart and mind, watch for and guard all the things that I have commanded you to hold on to. And then let this gospel, in all of its authoritative power, proceed into the tribes and peoples and languages of the world. It won't be easy. They will put up resistance and persecute you at every turn. The saving word of the Lord never stands still, but will move as the work of the Spirit unfolds in the means of grace. The word will traverse that chasm between damning unbelief and saving faith, as it inevitably propels forward to the end of time, so shall you, even though you suffer trial and tribulation and temptation, injustice. Going along the way, you know that you have been commissioned greatly, mercifully blessed to participate in Christ's work of making something new and perfect and worthy from that which was formerly doomed in decrepit nothingness. Those who are recreated in such manner will be your fellow redeemed, forgiven sojourners, followers, a fellowship of those who confess Jesus as Lord in all truth and purity, his disciples. You and they will only be made by baptizing and teaching. This is all the Lord's doing, never yours, in command and promise to his church. And it is marvelous in our eyes. The making of disciples in baptism and the teaching of the word that saves involves not three names, but one name. As in Yahweh, the Lord your God, is one Lord. Yet here in Jesus' word of encouragement and instruction are three persons, distinct from one another, but not chopped up or divided, co-equal yet perfectly ordered within. The Son begotten of the Father, the Father begetting, the Spirit proceeding from the Father and the Son, internally distinguished, externally undivided, so that where the Son is, there is the Father, there the Holy Spirit. The triunity is there in Christ's issuance of the mandate. It is in baptism that you and I are redeemed from and retrieved from the brink of eternal death and brought to the revelation of just who this triune God is and what he has done and what he continues to do to save us. Just as the fullness of the Trinity was there, present and active in the baptism of Christ, the Father speaking, the Spirit descending, the Son being baptized, so the triune God is present and active in your baptism. In baptism, you have been given the name of God, and to have his name is to have true God as your God. It is to be made as his disciple. Here is at least one crucial truth among many to be grasped from this commission at the close of Matthew's gospel. In such discipleship, God is never a tool or a path or a means, as if he could be used in some way to accomplish some end that you have cooked up, whether it be the welfare of your neighbor or the domination of the world or a mere program of self-improvement or any of the myriad plots and schemes that might draw on your time and attention if you were given enough time to dream them up. No, in all good things, God is the end, as well as its beginning. And he is everything in between. The end of all things, the goal of the redemption that was blood-bought quite intentionally for you, the reason the Son came to die on the cross for your sins and then to rise from the grave for your justification, is that you might dwell in the life and love of God forever. Jesus offers a firm reminder to his redeemed, lest any forget. Behold, I am with you for all the days until the consummation of the age. He closes the loop that started at the beginning of Matthew's gospel, when Christ was given that holy and blessed name, Emmanuel, which simply means God is with us. He most certainly is. Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve internationally, visit servenow.lcms.org.